Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Biogene Investor Briefing conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there'll be a question and answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. I'd now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, CEO, Mr. Richard Jaeger. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. As you mentioned, my name is Richard Jaeger. I'm the CEO of Biogene. And I've been leading the company for nearly 2 years now as CEO, and I'm delighted that we've reached such an important milestone in our history that we can talk about today. Just in case we've got a few people on the line who are new to the story, I thought I'd just go recap a couple of the points. Obviously, Biogene is an ag tech company based here in Australia, and we're working on some of the most pressing health and agricultural issues that we face today. We are formulating a new insecticide or class of insecticides that are based on natural compounds that are found only in a particular species of eucalypt up in far north Queensland, commonly known as the Gympie messmate. We're developing our technology with an eye on four key verticals, and the first one being crop protection, of which grain storage falls into, public health, animal health, and consumer applications. So our two lead compounds, there's a natural product, which is really just the extract of the oil out of the leaf of the Gympie messmate called Qcide. And then Flavicide is a nature identical compound that we synthesize for certain applications. Flavicide now has significant trial data demonstrating its efficacy. But importantly, it also has a really good safety profile and has demonstrated to be 5,000 times less impactful on bee populations than some of the insecticides used for crop applications today. A key value proposition for us is our new mode of action, and this represents a significant opportunity for global health and food production issues because it helps us address the issue of resistance, which is an ever-increasing problem. Over many years, we've seen resistance to insecticides continue to grow around the world globally. And we would expect that to continue, which is why the need for new insecticides and new modes of action is vital for our industry. In the past, we've been able to come up with new mode of actions to stay ahead of resistance, but this has dried up in recent decades as low-hanging fruit has all but disappeared. And Flavicide would represent the first new mode of action in more than 10 years, so a significant opportunity for our business to address the concerns of our industry. So let's move to what we've announced today. And of course, we're very excited to announce an exclusive partnership with BASF to develop Flavicide for use in stored grain pest control in Australia. The partnership will further develop Flavicide trial data to identify the best combinations of our product, Flavicide, with other chemicals for broad stored grain pest control and the optimum application rates for resistance management. So this work will be undertaken by the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries in Queensland, a group that have done our work for the past 2 years in this area and who are recognised as experts in the field of stored grain pests around the world. So our team is obviously really delighted with this announcement, and it's a culmination of many years of hard work, and I think importantly represents significant third-party validation of our technology in the eyes of many of the people involved in our story. So we're really delighted, of course, with the calibre of our partner, with BASF being the largest chemical company in the world and very much involved and committed to the agricultural sector. This project is a collaborative approach with BASF and with Department of Ag and Fisheries, and to ensure that we get the results we need and the resourcing that we need for the project. It builds on previous trials that we've done through Department of Ag and now allows us to hone in on identifying combinations of products that will best represent commercial opportunities in the field. It's likely to take around 12 months, and the reason it needs to take that long is we have to demonstrate efficacy over a period of time. You may be aware of the recent announcements we did on Flavicide on its own in use in stored grain pests over periods of time, and that is 3 months and 6 months efficacy. We've been able to demonstrate that the product on its own has commercial applications to that time frame, and we would need to repeat that with any combinations that we would do. The project and the agreement allows BASF to have an exclusive position for this market in Australia. And really what that means for us, it's a great stepping stone for us to have further conversations with BASF about other opportunities, both here in Australia and globally. And we're excited about what those opportunities could be. So what does this mean? What do we do next? Well, many of you might have heard me mention about sitting on the end of the pier and having a number of fishing rods in the water and waiting for one to bite. So obviously this is the first one we've been able to reel in, and we're very excited about that opportunity. But we have a number of material transfer agreements in place, and to date we have six material transfer agreements with multinational companies around the world. And this is across all the key verticals that we're looking at, and gives us great opportunity to create further evaluation deals with other partners as we move forward. So we've always thought of this as a pipeline, and we've had opportunities coming into that pipeline as we go forward. And we expect to increase the number of MTAs that we have in place from today and to continue to explore new opportunities for the technology moving forward. But this is a great opportunity for us to tell the world about our technology and that we have a clear roadmap to progress towards commercialisation. That's really all I wanted to cover today in clarifying the announcement. I am open to some questions, and I have received some today, but first of all, perhaps if there's anyone on the call that would like to raise a question, Kevin can organise that now.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a telephone question, it's star 1. Thank you. We have a question from Peter, Comms. Please ask your question, Peter.
Good morning,
gentlemen. Good morning, Peter. It's Richard.
Peter Cam here, Richard from Melbourne. Pleased to see the announcement. Just a couple of points of clarification on the BAS of agreement. You talk of collaboration and partnership with the exclusivity. I just want to get a better feel for the time frames. You're saying the trials and the residual testing will take 12 months. Then I assume part of the exclusivity then cuts in terms of how a commercial arrangement is negotiated with BAS. Are you prepared to tell us how long that exclusivity period is? Because as shareholders, we've lived through the Virbac situation. We just want to get a feel as to how far down the track this commercialisation opportunity may come to fruition. So could you please elaborate on that, please?
Sure. Good question, Peter. So essentially, as I mentioned, the trial work we would expect to take around 12 months because we have to test the combinations that we'll come up with in the lab in field-like situations, so in silos type situations. So obviously, the agreement that we have with BASF covers over that period of time. They're contributing significant resources to the project, and so we've honoured that by giving them exclusivity over that period. Now, let's say it does run for 12 months, it may run slightly more than that, it may run for slightly less than that. There's obviously a period after that where we would evaluate the results of the testing and what we see as the best course of action, and obviously they have first rights within that period to come on the journey with us further and negotiate.
But what I'm asking, and whether you're prepared, one of the agreements you're prepared to divulge it to the marketplace, is how long is that exclusivity period will last for once both parties agreed there's a basis of entering into meaningful and commercial negotiations. So I'm just trying to get a feel for as to when investors can expect to see this come to fruition.
Look, there is a period of time within that. It's not an ongoing forever period of time. I guess what we need to do is we need to allow enough time for both BASF and for Biogene to negotiate a further step. So what we've allowed, I guess what I'm saying is I won't say specifically the amount of time, but what we want, what we built into the agreement is a specific amount of time, a finite amount of time, that allows both parties to review the data, the results, and to negotiate in good faith the next step. We certainly wanted to set a time to it so it couldn't drag out forever and distract all parties about what we were doing. So I think it's a fair amount of time to allow us to review data and for, you know, legal people to do their thing and so on and so forth.
All right. So just take it a step further. In terms of the arrangements you've negotiated, there is, as you said during your commentary, that other markets will be considered or given as part of exclusivity, BAS will have first right on overseas market opportunities. Can you elaborate on what specific in-grain storage or other forms of storage which under this agreement which insects are covered, and whether if the process proceeds with BAS where they want to look at overseas storage, whether that brings in the fold different types of insects over and above the ones you're presently under your collaboration looking at for Australian storage only.
Yeah, okay. Let me just perhaps clarify a couple of things in that, Peter, which are coming out of your question. Firstly, the opportunities that we're talking about with BASF aren't exclusive to them at this stage. So we haven't limited ourselves from working with other people in the meantime, in particular markets and particular pests. But importantly, one of the questions was about these pests that we're working on now and perhaps how do they relate to other stored grain problems around the world. So the most common pests that we're dealing with in Australia we do find around the world, the major one being a thing called the lesser grain borer, and you would have seen that mentioned in our recent announcements. There's about five pests here in Australia that are commercially significant for stored grain. In other parts of the world, there are a few more that come into play. So different parts of the world do have additional pests, if you like, from what we have in Australia. But we also see common pests around the world. So the opportunity that we've done with BASF is not about those pests. It's really just limiting the opportunity to Australia at this stage. And so if we want to start looking at opportunities with them or anyone else around the world, we've got the opportunity to do that within this agreement.
So what you're saying, there's more pests, or additional pests than the laser grain borer test insect, which is covered by this arrangement with BASF.
Well, yes. So specifically what we're looking at is the range of commercially important pests for grain storage in Australia. So, you know, again, coming back to it, we're talking about stored grain in Australia and the range of pests that involves. A lot of those pests are common around the world. There are some additional pests in certain parts of the world. But the other geographies at this stage aren't covered by this agreement.
So in other words, you've got flexibility under exclusivity. You can still deal with other people internationally on grain storage, but you're restricted in doing any commercial arrangement with these other parties until the BASF collaborative agreement and exclusive purity runs its time.
Just to clarify, the exclusivity is in Australia. So we can talk to other people across those other verticals that we're looking at. And other geographies for grain storage pests as well outside Australia.
Well,
but as I mentioned, I think it's important to highlight that we see this as a starting point as a collaboration with BASF. They're very excited about this opportunity, as obviously we are, and we see this as a great way to ease ourselves into working with a very large company that works across a very broad spectrum of insect control around the world. So it's really important, I think, that we highlight that, you know, of all the people that we could get hold of, this is one of the major players in the world, and it really is first-level kind of validation for Biogene. So we're really happy with that.
I think the shareholders should be and will be happy with what you've done, and I think you've clarified the key issues I want to get a better handle on. So we will follow your progress with interest. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate that. Kevin, I might see whether you've got anyone else who has a question.
Currently, at the moment, there's no further questions, but it is star one, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay. Well, hopefully that kind of clarified a few things. We're certainly, you know, you can get hold of us through the contacts on the announcement if you have some further questions. I really do want to reiterate that this is a great day for Biogene and you as shareholders. It's a very significant step in our history and in our opportunity to move forward. And we're really delighted to be able to share this with you guys today. And we're very excited about the opportunities about this project, but also what this will bring to the fold in the near future. So thanks very much, everyone, for your time today. As mentioned, this is recorded, so if you know of anyone who missed it, we will put this up on our website very soon. Thanks, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the call for today. Thank you for all participating. You may all disconnect. Goodbye.